In Paris today, one person was killed and more than 50 were injured when a bomb exploded at police headquarters. This is the fourth attack on a crowded public target in a week. A police officer was killed yesterday while removing a bomb from a restaurant on the Avenue Champs-Élysées. Minutes after that incident, Prime Minister Jacques Chirac announced new security measures aimed at curbing terrorist activities in France. Melody Walker reports from Paris.
A group calling itself the Committee for Solidarity with Arab and Middle Eastern Prisoners has claimed responsibility for the current series of bombings in Paris, in addition to 10 other attacks in the French capital over the past year. The committee has delivered messages to news agencies in Beirut threatening to continue its bombing campaign in Paris until the French government agrees to release three men jailed in France on charges of terrorism. One of the convicted prisoners, George Ibrahim Abdallah, is believed to be the leader of the Lebanese army faction suspected of killing a U.S. military attaché in Paris in 1982. The French government has officially declared it will not release the prisoners. In response to the repeated attacks in Paris, Prime Minister Chirac last night announced new anti-terrorist measures. Military patrols along the French borders will be increased, and beginning today, all foreigners will require a visa to enter France. Citizens of European Common Market countries and Switzerland will be exempt from the visa requirement, but Americans planning to visit France will need to apply for visas at the nearest French consulate. For an initial period of 15 days, however, emergency visas will be granted at French airports and other border checkpoints. France has been plagued with terrorism at home and abroad in recent years. In the past 2 weeks, three French members of the United Nations peacekeeping force in Lebanon have been killed by remote-controlled bombs. Today, France called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the role and safety of the force. Seven French hostages in Beirut are also a major concern for the Chirac government. Dominique Moisy, associate director of the French Institute for International Relations, says the bombings in Paris, the attacks on the UN troops, and the hostage situation are all indirectly related.
I think there is a global goal which is looked after, and that is to punish France for its involvement in Middle Eastern affairs, either Lebanon or the war between Iran and Iraq. And France is, at the same time, more visible than any other European actors in Lebanon and in the Gulf.
According to Moisy, the long French tradition of granting political asylum has made France more open and accessible to terrorist activities.
In the past, we have given, unfortunately, the impression, which was might be a reality, of being less resolute in our treatment of terrorist action than, for example, the Israelis. So that combination of visibility, vulnerability, and lack of resolution has made us the ideal target of terrorism now.
In a statement released today, President François Mitterrand said, "The fight against terrorism is the business of the entire nation." But despite the government's determination to combat terrorism, the question of how to do it remains unanswered. For National Public Radio, this is Melody Walker in Paris.